cortical and subcortical connections. The brain's behavioral repertoire depends not only on regional specialization, but also on the connectivity among those regions. Neural communication occurs through three main types of white matter tracts: association bundles, projection fibers, and commissural bundles. These pathways allow distributed networks to operate together, supporting complex cognitive and sensory motor functions. Association bundles link regions within the same cerebral hemisphere. These include short U fibers connecting adjacent GRI and long-range fasciculi that link distant lobes. The arcuate fasciculus connects Broca's and Wernicke's areas, facilitating language production and comprehension. The uncinate fasciculus connects the orbitofrontal cortex with the anterior temporal lobe, supporting emotion and memory. Disruption of these tracts can impair integrative functions, such as reading, working memory, or emotional regulation. Projection fibers connect the cortex to lower brain structures and the spinal cord. These include corticospinal tracts essential for motor control, corticopontine pathways involved in cerebellar communication, and thalamocortical projections that relay sensory information. For instance, visual input reaches the occipital cortex through the optic radiation, while somatosensory data travel via the internal capsule to the postcentral gyrus. These pathways provide the infrastructure for sensorimotor integration. Commissural bundles connect corresponding regions in the two hemispheres. The largest is the corpus callosum, which integrates motor, sensory, and cognitive information across the hemispheres. Smaller commissures include the anterior commissure, which links the temporal lobes and amygdalae, and the posterior commissure, which is involved in pupillary light reflexes and interthalamic signaling. Agenesis or injury to these tracts can lead to split brain phenomena or deficits in interhemispheric communication. The coordination of cortical and subcortical areas relies on dynamic interactions mediated through these fiber tracts. For example, decision-making processes in the prefrontal cortex are influenced by reward signals from the basal ganglia and emotional salience from the amygdala, transmitted through projection systems. Brain function thus emerges from the integration of anatomically distinct but functionally interdependent nodes in a distributed network. Association bundles. Association bundles are white matter tracts that connect different regions within the same cerebral hemisphere. These pathways enable intrahemispheric communication, facilitating information integration across distant cortical areas. They include both short U fibers, which arc between adjacent gyri, and long-range tracts that span multiple lobes. The integrity of these bundles is essential for higher-order cognitive functions, such as language, executive control, and memory consolidation. One of the most prominent association bundles is the arcuate fasciculus. This tract links Broca's area in the frontal lobe with Wernicke's area in the temporal lobe, enabling the coordination of language production and comprehension. Damage to this pathway can result in conduction aphasia, characterized by fluent speech and good comprehension, but with significant impairment in repeating spoken language. The arcuate fasciculus thus illustrates the necessity of white matter connectivity in cognitive integration. The inferior fronto-occipital fasciculus, IFOF, connects the frontal lobe with the occipital and posterior temporal regions. It supports visual processing, language, and semantic decision-making. The superior longitudinal fasciculus, SLF, includes multiple subcomponents and links the frontal, parietal, and occipital lobes, facilitating visuospatial attention, working memory, and motor planning. These long tracts allow distributed networks to function as coordinated systems. The uncinate fasciculus connects the orbitofrontal cortex with the anterior temporal lobe, including the amygdala. It supports emotional regulation, episodic memory, and social cognition. Functional MRI studies have shown that reduced integrity of the uncinate fasciculus is associated with emotional dysregulation and impaired empathy, as seen in mood and personality disorders. The inferior longitudinal fasciculus, ILF, links the occipital and anterior temporal lobes, which are crucial in object recognition and visual memory. This tract is particularly important for recognizing faces and processing visual features of emotionally salient stimuli. Disruptions in the ILF can impair visual perception and contribute to conditions like prosopagnosia. Collectively, association bundles underpin the functional integration within each hemisphere, which makes complex cognition possible. Projection fibers. Projection fibers are white matter tracts that connect the cerebral cortex with lower brain regions, the brainstem, and the spinal cord. They serve as vertical communication highways that enable the cortex to receive sensory input and send motor commands. These fibers form key components of major neuroanatomical structures, such as the internal capsule, corona radiata, and cerebral peduncles. Corticospinal tracts are among the most well-known projection fibers. They originate in the motor cortex and descend through the internal capsule and brainstem before synapsing on spinal motor neurons. This pathway is critical for voluntary movement, particularly fine motor control of the distal limbs. Damage to the corticospinal tract results in weakness or paralysis, depending on the site and extent of the lesion. Thalamocortical and corticothalamic fibers form bidirectional communication routes between the thalamus and the cortex. Thalamocortical pathways relay sensory input, except olfaction, to primary sensory areas, while corticothalamic projections modulate thalamic activity to regulate attention and perception. This reciprocal feedback loop is essential for synchronized oscillatory activity, such as alpha rhythms. Other projection systems include the corticopontine and corticobulbar tracts. Corticopontine fibers transmit cortical output to the cerebellum via pontine nuclei, aiding in motor coordination. Corticobulbar fibers innervate cranial nerve nuclei and are involved in facial expression, speech, and swallowing. Together, these pathways extend the cortex influence over somatic and autonomic functions. The organization of projection fibers reflects the brain's hierarchical control system, with the cortex exerting top-down regulation over subcortical and peripheral targets. This architecture supports the integration of sensation, movement, and cognition, and ensures that complex behaviors are precisely timed and contextually appropriate. The clinical relevance of these fibers is highlighted by their involvement in stroke, trauma, and neurodegenerative disease. Commissural bundles. Commissural bundles are white matter tracts that connect homologous areas of the cerebral hemispheres, enabling bilateral integration of sensory, motor, and cognitive information. These tracts are essential for interhemispheric communication and coordination, particularly for functions that benefit from bilateral processing, such as bimanual coordination and spatial awareness. The corpus callosum is the largest and most significant commissural bundle. It contains over 200 million axons and is divided into regions that connect different lobes. The rostrum and genu link the frontal lobes, the body connects the parietal lobes, and the splenium links the occipital lobes. This extensive structure supports activity synchronization between the hemispheres and contributes to unified perception and coordinated motor function. In cases of agenesis of the corpus callosum, which may result from genetic factors or prenatal exposure to teratogens, individuals often experience deficits in interhemispheric transfer, such as difficulty naming objects held in the left hand, left tactile anomia. Split brain studies, such as those involving surgical callosotomy to treat epilepsy, have revealed the extent to which hemispheres can operate independently in the absence of commissural connections. The anterior commissure is a smaller bundle that connects the temporal lobes, particularly the amygdalae and olfactory regions. It plays a role in pain perception and emotional memory. Though less prominent than the corpus callosum, the anterior commissure is crucial for integrating emotional and olfactory information across hemispheres. The posterior commissure is located near the pineal gland and connects structures involved in the pupillary light reflex, such as the pterygoid nuclei. It plays a minor but specialized role in coordinating visual responses. Together, these commissural bundles form a structural basis for bilateral coherence in brain function, ensuring that both hemispheres contribute seamlessly to unified behavior. Subcortical structures. Subcortical structures are integral to brain function, providing essential support for sensory processing, motor control, effective regulation, and cognitive modulation. Unlike the neocortex, which handles high-level integration and conscious processing, subcortical structures typically operate at a foundational level, influencing automatic behaviors and physiological responses. Major subcortical components include the thalamus, basal ganglia, and limbic system. The thalamus is often described as the brain's relay station. It receives incoming sensory information, accepts olfactory input, and directs it to the appropriate cortical areas. Its nuclei specialize in different modalities, such as vision, hearing, and somatosensation. Beyond sensory relay, the thalamus plays an active role in attention, consciousness, and sleep regulation. Reciprocal connections with the cortex allow for feedback modulation and synchronization of cortical rhythms. The basal ganglia comprise a group of nuclei, including the caudate, putamen, globus pallidus, subthalamic nucleus, and substantia nigra. These structures are critical for movement planning and inhibition, habit formation, and reward processing. Dysfunction in the basal ganglia can lead to movement disorders such as Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, and dystonia, as well as behavioral symptoms like apathy and impulsivity. The limbic system is a complex set of structures responsible for emotional regulation, memory, and motivation. It includes the hippocampus, amygdala, septal nuclei, and parts of the cingulate cortex. These components interact closely with the hypothalamus and brainstem autonomic centers, influencing physiological responses to emotional stimuli. The limbic system bridges the gap between cognitive processing and visceral expression. Together, these subcortical structures coordinate with the cerebral cortex through ascending and descending pathways. Their integration supports adaptive behavior, from reflexive responses to complex decision-making. Dysfunction in subcortical systems often manifests as psychiatric or neurological syndromes, highlighting their foundational role in maintaining psychological and behavioral stability. Thalamus. The thalamus is a bilateral structure located at the brain's center, forming the dorsal part of the diencephalon. It is a key relay and integrative hub for sensory, motor, and associative information. Nearly all sensory modalities, excluding olfaction, pass through thalamic nuclei before reaching the cortex. This includes visual input via the lateral geniculate nucleus, auditory signals through the medial geniculate nucleus, and somatosensory information via the ventral posterior nucleus. Beyond sensory relay, the thalamus regulates consciousness, arousal, and attention. It maintains reciprocal connections with the cerebral cortex, forming thalamocortical and corticothalamic circuits, synchronizing neural activity. These feedback loops play a role in generating oscillatory brain rhythms, including alpha and sleep spindles, which are important for attentional gating and memory consolidation. The thalamus is divided into multiple nuclei, each with specific cortical targets and functional roles. The anterior nuclei are involved in memory and emotion through their connections with the limbic system. The ventral anterior and ventrolateral nuclei contribute to motor planning by interacting with the basal ganglia and cerebellum. The mediodorsal nucleus is implicated in executive function, linking the prefrontal cortex with other subcortical structures. Clinical lesions of the thalamus can result in diverse neurological syndromes. Damage to the ventral posterior nucleus can cause thalamic pain syndrome, characterized by chronic intractable pain. Bilateral thalamic infarcts may result in impaired consciousness or profound amnesia. Disruption of thalamocortical pathways is also implicated in schizophrenia, epilepsy, and disorders of consciousness. Through its extensive afferent and efferent connections, the thalamus regulates the flow of information to the cortex and modulates cortical responses to both internal and external stimuli. Its integrative capacity makes it essential not only for perception and action, but also for cognition, emotion, and arousal. The thalamus exemplifies the central role of subcortical relay stations in coordinating complex behavior. Basal ganglia. The basal ganglia are a group of interconnected subcortical nuclei that modulate movement, behavior, and cognition. The primary components include the caudate nucleus, putamen, globus pallidus, subthalamic nucleus, and substantia nigra. Together, these structures form circuits with the cortex and thalamus, essential for initiating voluntary movements, suppressing involuntary actions, and learning habitual behaviors. Functionally, the basal ganglia facilitate motor control through direct and indirect pathways. The direct pathway enhances movement by promoting excitatory feedback to the cortex, while the indirect pathway inhibits competing motor programs. Dopamine from the substantia nigra modulates this balance by stimulating the direct pathway and inhibiting the indirect pathway. This dual influence enables smooth and goal-directed motion. Beyond motor control, the basal ganglia are involved in cognitive and emotional regulation. The associative loop connects the basal ganglia with the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, contributing to executive function and working memory. The limbic loop involves connections with the orbitofrontal cortex and is implicated in reward processing and motivation. These circuits underscore the basal ganglia's role in action selection and decision-making. Dysfunction in the basal ganglia is associated with a range of neurological and psychiatric disorders. Parkinson's disease arises from degeneration of dopaminergic neurons in the substantia nigra, leading to bradykinesia, rigidity, and tremor. Huntington's disease involves degeneration of striatal neurons and results in choriform movements and cognitive decline. Obsessive-compulsive disorder and Tourette's syndrome are also linked to abnormal basal ganglia activity. The basal ganglia operate in concert with the cerebellum and cortical motor areas to fine-tune motor execution and behavior. Their architecture enables the rapid selection of contextually appropriate responses while suppressing alternatives. As a key component of cortico-striato-thalamo-cortical loops, the basal ganglia exemplify how subcortical networks shape cognition and voluntary action. Limbic system. The limbic system is a complex network of cortical and subcortical structures that regulate emotion, memory, motivation, and autonomic function. It includes the hippocampus, amygdala, septal nuclei, hypothalamus, and parts of the cingulate and orbitofrontal cortex. These components work together to generate emotional responses, encode emotional memories, and influence goal-directed behavior. The hippocampus is central to the formation of new declarative memories. It receives multimodal input from the entorhinal cortex and binds spatial, emotional, and sensory information into cohesive, episodic memories. The hippocampus also participates in spatial navigation and is implicated in neurogenesis. Bilateral damage, as in anoxia or temporal lobe epilepsy, results in profound anterograde amnesia. The amygdala processes emotionally salient stimuli, especially those related to fear and threat. It receives input from the sensory cortex and thalamus and projects to the hypothalamus, brainstem, and prefrontal cortex. The amygdala is critical for fear conditioning, emotional learning, and social recognition. Hyperactivity in this region is linked to anxiety and PTSD, while lesions can blunt emotional responsiveness. The septal nuclei, located anterior to the hypothalamus, are involved in reward and emotional regulation. They form part of the septo-hippocampal pathway, which contributes to theta rhythm generation and supports learning and memory. Stimulation of the septal area has been associated with pleasure responses, and its disruption is implicated in disorders of affect and motivation. The limbic system mediates the interface between cognitive processes and bodily responses. It exerts top-down control over the hypothalamus and brainstem to influence physiological arousal, and it shapes decision-making by associating affective valence with potential outcomes. Dysfunction within this system underlies a range of psychiatric disorders, from depression and bipolar disorder to addiction and schizophrenia. Its coordinated action illustrates how emotional and cognitive domains are integrated within the brain. Hippocampus. The hippocampus is a curved seahorse-shaped structure in the medial temporal lobe, deeply embedded within the parahippocampal gyrus. It is central to the formation, organization, and retrieval of declarative memories of facts and events that can be consciously recalled. It receives converging input from association cortices through the entorhinal cortex, enabling the integration of contextual, spatial, sensory, and emotional information into coherent episodic memories. The hippocampus directs memory and imagination, synthesizing past experiences into simulated futures. Spatial navigation is a core function of the hippocampus. It contains specialized cells, such as place cells and grid cells, that encode spatial coordinates and environmental layouts. This function extends to the virtual mapping of conceptual relationships in abstract tasks. In humans, hippocampal damage can impair spatial memory, as observed in cases like developmental topographical disorientation and early-stage Alzheimer's disease. The hippocampus is highly plastic and exhibits neurogenesis throughout life, particularly in the dentate gyrus. New neurons contribute to memory encoding, pattern separation, and emotional resilience. The structure also helps modulate the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal, HPA, axis by inhibiting excessive stress responses, a function that is compromised by chronic stress and glucocorticoid exposure. Hippocampal cortical interactions support memory consolidation during both wakefulness and sleep. During slow-wave sleep, the hippocampus reactivates memory traces and transmits them to the neocortex for long-term storage. Theta rhythms generated by the hippocampus coordinate with gamma oscillations in connected areas to facilitate synaptic plasticity and information transfer. Bilateral hippocampal lesions lead to profound anterograde amnesia, as demonstrated in the famous case of patient HM damage, may also impair contextual learning and the regulation of affective responses. The hippocampus is thus not only a memory structure, but also a dynamic interface linking cognition, emotion, stress regulation, and neuroplasticity. Amygdala. The amygdala is an almond-shaped cluster of nuclei located deep within the anterior medial temporal lobe. It is primarily responsible for evaluating the emotional significance of stimuli and coordinating behavioral and physiological responses to threats and rewards. The amygdala receives inputs from sensory cortices, the thalamus, and the brainstem, allowing rapid detection of salient environmental cues. The amygdala is particularly involved in fear conditioning, a form of associative learning where a neutral stimulus becomes linked with an aversive event. It facilitates the encoding and retrieving emotionally charged memories, which often persist longer and with greater vividness than neutral ones. It interacts closely with the hippocampus to provide contextual information for emotional responses. Within the amygdala, the basolateral complex is crucial for assessing threat and linking emotions with memories. At the same time, the central nucleus coordinates autonomic and endocrine responses via its connections to the hypothalamus and brainstem. The medial nucleus processes olfactory cues and social behaviors, especially in non-human animals. Together, these subdivisions contribute to the rapid orchestration of adaptive behavior. Hyperactivity in the amygdala has been associated with anxiety disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and social phobia. Functional imaging studies show heightened amygdala responses to threatening stimuli in these conditions. Conversely, amygdala lesions can blunt fear responses and impair recognition of emotional facial expressions, particularly fear and anger. The amygdala also plays a role in positive emotional processing and reward-based learning. It contributes to evaluating stimuli that predict appetitive outcomes, influencing goal-directed behavior. Through reciprocal connections with the prefrontal cortex, the amygdala helps modulate emotional regulation and decision-making. It is therefore a critical node in networks linking emotion, memory, and social behavior. Septal nuclei. The septal nuclei are a group of interconnected subcortical structures located just anterior to the hypothalamus and beneath the corpus callosum. They are considered part of the limbic system and are strongly associated with emotional behavior, social bonding, and reward processing. Anatomically, the septal area includes the medial septal nucleus and the lateral septal nucleus, which receive and send projections to the hippocampus, amygdala, hypothalamus, and brainstem. The septal nuclei are best known for their role in modulating pleasure and reinforcement. Electrical stimulation of these areas in animals and humans has been shown to produce sensations of intense reward. This discovery was among the earliest findings supporting a neurobiological basis for motivation and pleasure, preceding our current understanding of the mesolimbic dopamine system. In their connection with the hippocampus through the fimbria fornix pathway, the septal nuclei help regulate hippocampal theta rhythms. These oscillations are critical for encoding and retrieving episodic memories and coordinating activity across limbic structures. The septal area thereby supports memory and learning through its influence on hippocampal function. The septal nuclei also play a role in emotional and social behaviors. Animal studies have demonstrated that lesions in the septal area can produce hyperactivity and aggression, while intact septal circuitry promotes calmness and affiliative behaviors. In humans, alterations in septal activity have been linked to anxiety and affective dysregulation, suggesting a role in emotional stability. The functional integration of the septal nuclei with cortical and subcortical areas positions them as a modulator of both affect and cognition. Their participation in the generation of theta rhythms and interaction with reward circuits makes them central to learning processes shaped by emotional context. These nuclei illustrate how deeply intertwined memory, emotion, and social behavior are within the brain's architecture. Conclusion: the human brain is composed of highly specialized regions that work in concert to generate coherent behavior. Each area contributes uniquely to our cognitive and emotional lives, from the primary sensory cortices to the integrative hubs of the prefrontal cortex, and from subcortical relay centers like the thalamus to limbic structures that shape emotion and memory. The study of behavioral correlates to brain regions reveals not isolated functions, but dynamic networks that adaptively process information in real time. Cortical lobes provide the structural scaffolding for perception, action, and reasoning. Frontal regions enable us to plan, regulate, and act purposefully, while parietal and temporal areas integrate sensory data for spatial awareness and semantic knowledge. The insular cortex and anterior cingulate mediate emotional salience and self-awareness. Meanwhile, the occipital lobes continuously decode visual scenes, constructing our experience of the world. Equally important are the white matter tracts, association, projection, and commissural bundles that support communication among regions. These networks allow for the flow of information necessary for language, memory consolidation, and coordinated movement. Subcortical structures modulate these cortical processes, integrating affect, arousal, and motivation to refine our behavioral outputs. The limbic system, encompassing the hippocampus, amygdala, and septal nuclei, illustrates how affective and cognitive systems are not separate, but interdependent. Emotional experiences shape memory, guide decisions, and influence attention and behavior. Understanding this interplay provides critical insights into mental health and neuropsychiatric conditions. In sum, the brain functions as a distributed, adaptive network of interconnected regions. These structures do not act in isolation, but operate as components of larger functional systems. Behavioral neuroscience continues to deepen our appreciation of the complexity and plasticity of these circuits, offering a more integrated view of mind and brain.